I've seen a lot of anime from Netflix, but by God, this could be the best thing yet.
Vengeance that cost a nation. In this stunning anime series from Netflix called Blue Eye Samurai. Stunning addition to the anime world, and it's no wonder that it has captured the heart of viewers around the globe. This Netflix series is truly a masterpiece, combining exquisite animation and engaging storyline, a rich culture background that managed to make even the biggest or even the smallest anime enthusiast just wowed in perfection and great balance. That's how great this show really is. Now, what is the show really about? That is the first question you ask yourself. The show is a standout already on its own. We're talking, it's a standout on features of animation, its breakdown animation quality. Every frame is a work of art, with attention to detail that simply leaves you in awe. The character designs are unique, memorable, and the fight sequences are. It's almost as if it was directed by the directors of John Wick themselves. The choreography, it's precise, and it's just a visual treat for anime and action lovers. And the story does not just necessarily rely on its visual. It has a compelling, captivating story. So the story itself is about this young samurai who has blue eyes. He's a half-breed between a white man and a Japanese citizen. Japanese mother and a white man. The whole show, the whole quest, is a samurai is in search for her father. Not to welcome in his arms and get his warm embrace, no, to murder. Now the time, the storyline, I'm about to spoil stuff now, so be prepared to get spoiled up. The story itself is quite incredible. So the samurai goes training, becomes a blacksmith, and finally uses the sword, a sword from the gods themselves, a sword made of meteor rock. It's incredible. Let me just tell you the storyline. The show's narrative drives into life of a protagonist who explores his journey, trials, and tribulation as he embarks on a quest of redemption and self-discovery. The characters are themselves are driven and approach a level of emotional growth and bring sort of ambience, some sort of spectacular element to the series itself. And the series ends, of course, which gives me an idea that there will be a second season the way the series ends itself. It is quite an incredible series, by my personal opinion. It's one of a kind. Now, the show itself, it has cultural richness. The Blue Eye Samurai itself sits apart from the crowd. I've watched a bunch of animations, a bunch of shows that deal with the Edo era of the Japanese, traditional Japanese history. And this one finds a way to blend traditional Japanese elements, including the honor of being a samurai, the mystique of the whole aspect of being a samurai, you know, the shogun getting married, the whole aspect of how women were treated. So it just captures every little waking thing, and it just bottles up into awesome 8 episodes, and it's just a wow. The character development, as I already mentioned, is completely spectacular. Beginning of the show, our protagonist, Mizu, is hell-bent on getting her revenge, cares nothing, and her revenge does eventually cost a nation. Like, she could have just stopped the whole spectacle from happening, but she was so hell-bent on revenge that it didn't just cost an arm or a leg, it cost an entire. And instead of helping the city get rebuilt, she ships off to London to get her revenge, which is truly incredible. This Canadian anime is quite remarkable. I could say a lot, like the voice acting, the music of Blue Samurai are equally worth praising. The cast delivers performance that brings the animation itself, you know, a breath of life, a breath of sunshine. Don't even get me started on the soundtracks. Oh, it just gives you that Japanese level of intensity that the show has, that level of awesomeness. So it's a really great show. I cannot wait for the second season. And I've tried as much as possible not to spoil this as much as I can. But I will tell you this. You will find, actually, you will find a lot of blood, a lot of nudity. So for those of you guys that like to watch anime with a bunch of boobs and stuff, this has stuff for you. It's got nudity, it's got blood. They're not shying away from the grotesque element of fighting with a sword, with a katana. So that in itself is a brilliant aspect for it. So in conclusion, Blue Eye Samurai is a gem in the world of anime. It's new, relatively new, but it's a gem. It excels on every aspect that matters in terms of anime. It captures the animation. It engages the storyline with rich cultural tapestry and its memorable characters make the show more worth the watch. So it's a must-see for anyone who appreciates the art of storytelling, the art of anime, and it's bound to leave a lasting impression to the audience. So don't miss out. So embark on this remarkable journey of the Blue-Eyed Samurai. I tell you, I guarantee you, my friend, you will not be disappointed. Because this story is truly remarkable. The Blue-Eyed Samurai. The story of Mizu, the samurai hell-bent on revenge. Now that was entertaining. Please let us hang out yet another time. Remember to like and subscribe. Adios, folks. Adios.